A good drink, a solid internet connection, and some Minecraft. What else would you want? Maybe a great realm to play in? Check out the 77th Combine for more information and some fun players to play with. Welcome to the 77th Cocktail Hour for the week of Friday, June 1st, 2018. We're here for an hour-long discussion on what's going on in and around Minecraft, as well as the 77th Combine. If you're wondering what the heck the 77th Combine is, we are a hard, vanilla, unmodified Bedrock Realm, aka not Java. You can find out more information about us and how to apply over at the77thcombine.com. I'm Tazel, coming from the Tazelverse Studios. I'm one of the players over here on the 77th Combine. This week, we're joined by Spike, who's going to be reading the headlines with us. Say hi, Spike.
Hello. How's it going?
It's going pretty well. You're all the way on the other side of the country, where apparently it's still sunny out, where it's really dark over here.
Well, it's not sunny, it's raining, but it's only 8:45 and the sun's still out.
Yeah, it's 11:46 over here. We also have a whole bunch of other people that will be joining us in the main conversation part, but first, let's get into some of the news around the 77th Combine. This is a new month. That means a new check-in post. Be sure to head over to Ban and mark yourself present. For those that have not done so in last month's post or did the handbook, the ops will be reaching out to you. If we don't hear back from you in a week, you will be removed from realms and banned.
Yeah, so make sure you check in.
Yep, definitely. Otherwise, bye-bye.
So what have we been about 8 days, I think, on the realm now, and spawn's looking pretty good. Monkey helped us or built a new potion station under the portal. Me and Jig and a few others worked on the double XP farm that will be marked soon in the nether if it's not already marked. If anyone wants to set up a sorter underneath, that would be great because I don't know how to do that. Also, no one has stepped up to build a post office yet. I think that would be something that would be quite useful. We've had it very useful in the past on our realm. So spawn's open, or not spawn. The location's open up for wherever we want to have it. Hey.
Yep. And Monkey's volunteered his place, but I think you were mentioning something. There was a spot east of spawn.
Not terribly large.
Not terribly large.
Yeah, we have two portals. We built two portals at spawn, east and west, and the side
it's
west.
On the east.
East.
Well, if it's east of spawn, that would be east.
Well, there's one side that's got more room, and we should put it over there.
Yes. Also, speaking about building around spawn, for those building aquariums in the spawn area, please remember that each of those fish do actually count as a passive mob. So we could easily reach that passive mob cap if you have 15, 20, 30, you know, fish in your little ponds times 40 members. That quickly adds up. So that means no one else can really have anything else. So be sure to be aware of that mob cap, as well as the fact that it just causes lag. Just try to keep it to a minimum. Try to have a couple fish if you're going to do a pond, but not too much if you can.
Also, I'm sure everybody has noticed that we've been plagued with a lot of disconnects. We seem to maybe have seen what's causing it. There's not really a whole lot we can do about it, but I started the extra chat room where you guys can post when there is a disconnect so I can watch the times that it happens at. And then once we kind of have an idea of what it is that's doing it, we are going to put a bug report in. There's no point in putting a bug report in just to say, hey, we're getting disconnected, unless you have something for them to actually look into.
Yeah,
and thank you so much for posting.
Yeah, they can hopefully look at the actual stuff. How many are we at now? It's like six today alone, or something like that.
Five or six today. I haven't had a chance to compare it with what my theory is.
Gotcha. Yeah. So hopefully, if everyone helps out, that'll be quite a big help. Speaking also of helping out, we are looking to write down the lore for the 77th, both for the website as well as to be included in the next handbook. If you are interested in contributing to the lore, or if you have questions yourself about how different things within the realm have come to be, or possibly have answers to those questions, please let one of the ops know that you like to help out or ask questions, and it would be greatly appreciated. And now, some news around the Minecraft world. There was a Minecraft Creator Summit just last week. This is going to be pretty much in our main conversation, but here are some highlights that we put together from some public data. They are looking to change the combat in Minecraft. So Java has had some changes, the combat update a while back, but they're actually looking to change that as well and try to bring a unified combat system for all platforms, Java and Bedrock. We will be getting a fancy and super fancy graphics setting in future updates. So those things that, you know, like fancy bubbles or stuff that will actually be part of a whole setting. They're also looking to work on a official mod API for Bedrock users. There isn't one for Java. There is not an official one then, but there's enough unofficial ones out there that they're not going to make an official API for Java. So the official one will only work for Bedrock platforms. They're having a little difficulty just because it is for 13 different systems that run on Bedrock. Two other things came up. The design team is trying to find more ways to help the community. Hopefully the aforementioned disconnects. But primarily they're looking at to help video creators, map makers, and basically everyone that makes Minecraft content for everyone else to enjoy. And last that came out of this is they actually already have the next three major updates planned out. We should be learning more about this at MineCon 2018. And again, we're going to be covering a lot of this and discussing this in the main conversation, but those are the headlines that we've gotten from the Creators Summit this week.
Yeah, with updates coming up, I haven't checked out any of the betas out myself, but there is a new one out, 1.5.0.7, was released last week. Mostly bug fixes, but apparently there's some fancy bubbles that are being implemented if you are interested in checking that out.
Yep, over in Java, they came out with three snapshots this week, 18W, 22A, B, and C. Again, primarily with some bug fixes and some performance improvements. One of the things that might be affecting us Bedrock users is they fixed some chunk border issues for the new biomes. This might be, you might have noticed this when you're looking at biomes underwater where things just sort of stop really quite abruptly. So it looks like they've been trying to smooth all that stuff out. Also, with the fact that all these things are just bug fixes at this point, it does sound like they're going to be getting the update sooner than later. And that means us Bedrock players aren't going to be able to lord that over them.
Yeah, there was a number of creative builds, mashups, and worlds that Mojang is showcasing. This week, you can read and see the Traveling Town creative build. I don't know how to say that name.
I believe it's Meldico. I don't know.
An Egyptian mashup pack and a Living City creative build by Dragnaut. Find them all at Minecraft.net.
Also over on Minecraft.net, as usual, they have the block of the week. This week is the note block. They had a whole bunch of interesting things if you read the article. Apparently, the default sound is a F sharp, which is a bit odd, but apparently it's the sound the Earth makes. Apparently astronomers, every planet has a unique note frequency that identifies them. And apparently Earth is tuned to F sharp. So that's why they tuned it to that. Also, it appears that this was about 7 years ago that they introduced the note block. So it's been around longer than some of our, younger players.
Yeah. Note block's something I've never really played with. Anyway, there was a correction from last week. We've been told, or we'd heard a rumor that Mesa was now going to be called Badlands and Extreme Hills are mountains on Java. The change has not been confirmed yet in Bedrock. And it's likely coming to us as the Bedrock developers also really like the new names, but it hasn't happened quite yet.
Yeah, I asked Matt about that in one of the streams this week, and he said, yeah, the Bedrock devs are really, really excited about all these new names, but apparently nothing is official happened yet. But anyway, so that was the news from around Minecraft and the 77th. Okay, so the Minecraft Creator Summit was again this last week, and that's what we're going to be primarily talking about here. We have so much to unpack here, so much so that we were talking about it before we started recording, and there was just a lot of stuff to talk about.
Heated
arguments, yes, quite a bit.
Oh, I missed something.
Yeah, so that we're going to be brought in here with everyone else that's on the discussion, the chat here. So introduce yourself, guys. Who's all here on the chat?
You want me to go Jack here?
Okay, who's going first?
Yeah, everybody all at the same time.
So we heard Jericho Jack's here, Yomate 21's here, Evadark is here, yep.
I'm here. Jig.
Jig, the Eevee of the group, is here.
Oh, we lost Dan.
We lost the Dangley, yep. And then Cat and Second and Pian are being very quiet at the moment, but they might chime in later. So again, there was a whole bunch of stuff here, so let's sort of start at the top. One of the biggest things that came out of the Creator Summit is the fact that although there are mod packs available and mod systems available, like Sorge Force and stuff like that, for Java, none of it's actually official. It's all been stuff that had been cobbled together over the years and polished and repolished and repolished. But they're looking to make an official API that people can code to, can make and modify Bedrock Minecraft. Since we're all pretty much familiar, maybe not all of us, but a lot of us here are pretty much familiar with stuff like Skyblock and other people talking about it. What sort of things are you looking to? What sort of hooks, what sort of APIs do you guys want to see come and be available to us over here on Bedrock?
It'd be like a New Dimensions mod. Those are always really fun.
Yeah, all the different, like, you put sand in a group or something, or emerald blocks, and you get a whole new...
Some really intricate ones that, like, you could take you to, like, whole new, like, realms and stuff like that. Like,
like a whole new wood realm.
Everything's wood made realm. Of wood.
Everything's birch.
Yeah, take Jake to the birch world.
I'm just excited that now that they're able to have more than the preset amount of blocks, like previously they were limited to how many blocks that they were allowed to have in the game. Now that they're past that threshold, it's going to open up the APIs to allow almost unlimited modding abilities. So we're going to get a lot of those. You were going to be able to get the conduit. Well, not the conduits, because that name's going to be taken now. Yeah, I'm thinking like the fluid conduits, like from the modded worlds. Like that was the first thing I thought of when I heard conduit, was the fluid ducts and the fluid conduits and the things from modded Java. But you know the other things.
Like chisels, and then you like make little mini blocks. And
yeah,
stuff.
The chisels and bits.
Oh, the chisels and bits would be great.
Yeah, like customized.
That's what I'm. Yeah,
that's what Secondhand is saying construct. In the chat. Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
Excited for the unlimited potential for blocks.
I'm a bit worried about it, honestly.
What about the API being available?
I want to see how they do it first, because as someone who's played lots of other games, I've played Skyrim on the Xbox, and the modded community just ends up being so limited by the what they're playing it on. So is this going to be more focused towards Win 10 players?
Well, this is going to be, and this is one of the things that they mentioned is making creating the API so difficult. Bedrock exists currently on 13 different platforms, from Windows 10 to Android to iOS to VR to Apple TVs and the like. And apparently they're trying to make the APIs so one API will work across all platforms.
Which is causing difficult.
Yeah, they're saying that that's sort of a roadblock that they're starting to run into. Just because they're, and this is also one of the reasons why the combat update, which we'll talk here in a bit, is so difficult, is because on a Windows 10 machine, it's really simple. You know, you just right click and you activate your second hand. But how do you do that when you only have touch controls? You know, when you're touching the screen, it can't tell if you're touching with your left finger or your right finger. It just knows you're clicking in this spot and do something. So they're trying to make it go across all platforms. So if you have a Bedrock compatible device, you'll be able to use these APIs.
Yeah, that sounds like it'll be interesting. I'm more interested than I am worried about how it all pans out.
Yeah, if they can pull it off, that would be nice.
and that's going to go directly into this combat update. I can't wait to see how they integrate how that works. Just for that aspect alone, like, how is the shield going to work? I have two thumbs. I'm already using my two thumbs for my jump, my D-pad, and my bow or my sword. Where is my shield going to go? Like, how am I going to activate my
shield? Because shields have been around for a long time, people have been wanting them. I thought, what if you just crouch? If you have the shield in your offhand, if you crouch, your shield activates.
That would absolutely work.
Because crouching is available for every single platform. So if you can crouch, which you have to be able to right now, you can activate your shield. And you know what? For PC players or people who do have the option, you know, if you have a controller or a mouse, then sure, you know, map that to as an extra option. But, you know, if you crouch, shield activates, you know, done.
That would be really good. Add another button, you know, off to the side.
Yeah, but then you start,
like, if you hold it and you, like, get the option,
you're gonna get a lot of buttons on your screen.
Yeah, too many buttons is a problem.
Yeah, the whole idea, especially on a phone, you know, you only have, you know, especially if you're playing like an old iPhone 6 or something like that.
Okay, let's not phone. I have an iPhone 5, and you're saying it's not even old enough to be an iPhone 6, and that's old?
Well, I'm saying in terms of the screen size. So, for instance, your modern iPhones have, you know, what, a 4.5-inch screen, I think, for the smallest size?
I don't really pay attention to that. I just play.
but the issue is you already have, you know, your D-pad, you have your crouch, you have, you know, your health bar, your hunger bar. There's an area that's denoted for chat. There's the menu bar. All of a sudden, you're not going to have any room to actually see the game you're playing, which is something you have to look into.
Yeah, but I was thinking that sorry, I keep interrupting you.
That's the only way you're going to get a word in edgewise. Keep going. Okay,
just
fine.
Roll with it. It's going to happen.
Okay, so what the button thing is, if you hold down where the crouch is, instead of crouching, you get the option to hold. And like a little shield icon would come up and you just slide your thumb over to press it. And it would.
The thing I would have with that is that going to be fast enough? You know, typically if you need the shield right away. You know, if you have to wait a second for that to show up.
Wait a second.
Yeah. But again, this is why they're you know, trying to figure out the best way to do this. And I'm sure the shields are not the only thing they're trying to, you know, work into the stuff.
Can you draw a bow with a shield equipped in Java?
I'm not sure.
No idea.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
It's just weird.
The officials say yes. but there's also a lot more to the combat update than just that. So, for instance, you know, we're all waiting on Sweeping Edge and this other stuff. But remember, on Java, you can't spam click. So if you click on a guy, your attacks do almost no damage after that first one. You have to wait. There's a cooldown period. So there's all this other stuff.
And a half.
I could have sworn I heard something about them talking about going back, though, to the spam clicking days.
Well, they are talking about modifying the Java edition again, because they want the same combat. So if you're playing Bedrock, they want you, if you go over to Java, not go, why the heck am I clicking on this guy and I'm not doing any damage? They want to get rid of that if possible. So they want
all the playstyles.
Exactly. One system, one combat system to rule them all. So if that means rolling back some of the things they introduced into Java because they can't get it to work right in Bedrock, then that's what they're going to do.
I heard.
And as a previous Java player, it's not a bad idea.
Sorry, Jake. You were saying?
I remember hearing a discussion where a system came out for Java that they wanted to make a combat system for like official PvP like games and content and servers, and that for everything else it would be just back to the normal thing. Go past it and leave it back in a previous version.
Could you imagine
or
if someone made
a toggleable?
They had an official like PUBG version of Minecraft. 100 players enter a realm and last one standing.
They already have that.
Well, no, I'm like an official one. Because again, they don't make money you know, if you have to go to a third party to get something to work right, they feel that they failed. You know, they want to be able to keep you in their ecosystem, you know, not just because, you know, that way it's the same for everyone and you're not having to trust these third parties, but also because, you know, they make money off of it.
Yeah, it keeps the money in the and in-house.
Exactly, yes.
Keeps the subscriptions rolling. And
That definitely is what worries me about it.
Well, I don't think we'll get stuff like pay-to-play. So, you know, I don't think that we'll get, oh, spend 500, you know, Minecraft coin in order to get a diamond chest plate. I don't see that sort of stuff happening, but I could totally see, you know, things like, well, hey, you get a hat.
It's more of a paying to, well, I could definitely see them doing a pay to play. They've kind of done that, integrated with a lot of the old servers like Lifeboat.
Oh yeah.
Oh, with the pay servers. For a jump or a pet that will attack other players or stuff like that.
Or kit that you can get every day that gives you OP armor.
Yeah.
Right, but I think
throwable TNT and yeah.
Yeah, or you're immune for, you know, 10 seconds instead of just the 5 that everyone else gets at the beginning of Bed Wars or whatever. I really hope they don't. I hope the combat update changes that they're looking at and, you know, the server updates and stuff they're looking is more functional than monetary, if that makes sense.
We can hope. It is a corporation, though.
Yes, that's true. But the people in there seem to be against a lot of this stuff as well from, you know, all the streams they've done.
And Taco Bell DC.
Oh, you guys, so yeah, and we had another realm crash, or is it just you?
Nope.
No, it was just had a reconnect.
Gotcha.
How do you know the difference?
Well, everyone else is still playing.
Yeah. Hey, I found 3 ores now in this deep sea diving business.
Oh, nice.
As an update, since we started documenting the DCs at noon today, we've had 8.
8?
Oh,
good
wow.
Grief. Yeah, I mean, they need a pro version, but that's a whole, you know, that's a whole different conversation. We won't
that's
get into
why
that
I
right now.
Yell at Helen.
Yeah.
Where would we go to ask for that?
For which?
Where would we? Like, where would we go to spam, like, this is what we want?
I don't know, but if there's any beta testers, we would be the perfect place to beta.
we definitely push the limits of things, that's for sure.
We would pay to be in that beta.
Oh, we have mentioned that to Helen and Matt and the other groups, so they're well aware. If they're ever looking for a group of really higher end, you know, people to stress test something. They know us. They know we're here. But sort of just circling it back to the Minecraft. Again, we can talk about that, you know, in a future week here.
For hours.
4 hours and hours. But getting back to the whole API stuff. So again, this is stuff that is going to be pushing across all platforms. So let's assume they get that part right. They can make it work on everything. What's the very first
assumption?
Well, yes, but we have to make that assumption in order to continue the conversation, because we don't have an answer to that question. We can hope that they're going to do it right and they can make it actually work. Because if they can't make it work, it kind of makes everything else moot. You know, like a cow's opinion. Yeah. Moo. And for us old people, we get that reference. Hopefully.
Just maybe ignoring not. That reference.
Yeah, it's because you're too young.
No. I'm trying to remember who said it. I know it's a joke, but I can't.
It's a Joey thing.
Was it Homer?
Friends. No, Joey.
Was it Friends?
Joey.
Yeah, it sounds.
Did you say Joey, a moo's Homer. Opinion? Yeah, it's like a cow's opinion. It doesn't matter. It's moo.
It doesn't matter. That's right.
But for each of you guys, think what would be the very first API based sort of add on that you would love to see come over and be ported to Bedrock.
Just
Applied
one.
Bits with the
okay, hands down. So yo, you go, or no? Was that Jig?
No, that was probably me. Applied Energistics.
Okay, so what's applied energy? Explain this.
It's basically a computer that literally stores all your stuff. We were talking about it right before the we started recording.
Yes, but I wasn't recording at that point, so now you have to explain it. And Jig just muted himself for some reason. Jig was trying to say is there's a mod that will allow you to, you have to create this whole thing, and you can have it send items into it, and it will send it out, if I'm remembering correctly, it'll send it out into a whole chess system and auto sort things for you.
It's a compact storage system. I am a huge OCD. I'm OCD, and storage systems are my biggest thing. I have to.
Yes, I can attest to that from the generation days. Jig likes his storage.
You can make a computer and put all your items in the computer, and then search your items.
Yes, true. And it teleports and transports your items as well. Just some things from the chat room from Secondhand Peon. A biomes update, possibly. So you can have weed and we're not stuck with the biomes that are given in game. He has a whole bunch of other stuff here that I'm not sure what all that other stuff is about. But okay, so who else has some things that they would like to bring over from the Java universe over to us and what that whole thing's about? Optifine. Okay, so I've actually heard a lot about Optifine from the different people that make video stuff. I don't exactly know what it does. I know it makes things look pretty, but beyond that, I don't actually know what it does.
Optifine, basically is a way for you to optifine your Minecraft experience. So, key bind where you can zoom in your screen like a telescope so you can look at farther things away. And it also comes with a toggle button on a mini map in your upper corner. So you get it like a constant top-down view of your surroundings.
Do you have to have a map to do that, or is it just always there? It's part of the UI.
It's in the thing. You can turn on, so you got like a little circle in the top of your corner, and you got a map button that will give you a bigger map covering your screen.
Yeah, so from how I know it is like, you know how some people have that little avatar in their top corner moving around?
Yeah, the paper doll.
Yeah, instead there you have like a little circle map of a top view of where you are.
So, north, south, east, west on it.
Yeah.
Is that something that's something that you apply on your user? It's not something you apply to the server, right?
I think it's you.
It could be both ways. It just depends.
Could it be? Yeah, like I think it depends on like how you install it. Because I know there's YouTubers that install it for their actual like realm or where server or whatever they're on, so everybody gets it. And I know there's other ones that just do it for them. And then the other people, unless they have it activated, don't have it.
Yeah.
Okay. So
Dynamap is one you can install on the server side. And it's a dynamic mini map that you can activate for the server side, and it forces its way into the client side.
Yeah.
So it's just like texture packs right now and add ons for Bedrock in that sense.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you can enforce certain things to be on people's system when they join.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else that anyone would really like to see? Like, one of the things that I would love is a real Sky World.
Where I was going to go in the break, yes.
I mean, I've sort of held off playing all the different ones that are out there currently just because I don't want to ruin that experience with, oh, well, I have to get to that place and build the chest, and then I have to go over here. And I play with it a little bit, and I'm like, eh.
Yep.
Because then you go into the Nether, and it's the real Nether. It's not, the empty Nether and everything else. So yep. I'm really looking forward, because I would love to start a whole series on my YouTube channel. That would be youtube.com/Dazzleverse. Do a whole series, just a single-player series on a Skyblock or a two-person sort of thing there. Shameless plug. Yes. Shameless plug indeed. And, you know, there's other things along that way as well. I know Java right now, although this will probably not be an API, where you can choose the different biomes and then put them either in the overworld style, the nether style, or the end style. Nether they call caves, I want to say, and the end they call floating islands.
Yeah.
The buffet?
Buffet, yes, the buffet.
I don't know what that means.
So this came out, what, 2-3 weeks back? The buffet menu on the new Java allows you to say, I want a world that's all desert. And you can say, I want an all world that's floating island desert. So what you'll get is essentially the end, but instead of the end block islands, you'll get an end block, or you'll get an end dimension in the daytime that's desert. Made with its desert outline or the jungle biome outline or whatever you may have. For the nether, it just gives you a roof and a floor, but generates, so it uses the same generation menu that the nether gives or the end gives, but it then uses the biome template to fill in those spaces, which is really cool. Really cool.
Do we have custom flat worlds yet?
No, we still have just regular plain old boring 4-layer deep flat worlds. So that would be something nice to bring too, but again, that's not an API thing. That's a just a normal sort of regular API, regular game stuff that probably will be coming to us.
Man, there's so many good mods on Java. Are.
So
like,
so
there's
many.
Like one where you can like I believe there's a dog line, like you know how you get wolves and you tame it, but when you tame your dog, you can actually train it to be a certain type of dog. So like you can train it to go fishing for you. So if you're near water, it will automatically fish, and like when it shakes its fur out, it will give you a fish.
That's so weird.
It's adorable.
Tinker's Construct.
Tinker's Construct? Yeah, well, yeah, we mentioned Tinker's before.
So much in it, though. It's like huge, like so many different weapons.
You can get super deep into Tinker's. That's one of the ones I had on mine. It's super fun.
Yeah, you can be like whole little mini cities and stuff. I saw in the Hermitcraft series. They were playing around with that a little bit in one of their custom
chisel and bits. That's another one, just for creative.
That's the one I was trying to say earlier. Chisel and bits. I couldn't remember chisel.
So deep in that one.
Okay,
things I want to see in the 77th is
77th will always be vanilla survival.
I know, but things I want to see in the 77th because it's of our rule of no floating trees is tree capitator.
What's the one?
The base of a tree, the whole tree falls.
What's the one in Skyblock?
All right.
Which one?
Arm. A block.
Where it's like that for trees, but it does everything.
A harvester.
Like Vein Miner.
Vein Miner. That add on. I would love to see Vein Miner available at custom worlds.
That would be so cool. Things I want to see just because I have like with new texture packs, sometimes it's hard to figure out what I'm looking at. As I want to see Wayla in
what's
Bedrock.
What am I looking at?
What am I looking at, Wayla?
It's basically just the F3 in Java.
It's basically just you point your mouse or your crosshairs at something and it'll just tell you what it is, like grass block.
Or whatever
you're looking at. I just want that.
Yeah, it's something
pointless
I
and useless,
have.
But I want it.
I want the one that tells you.
Items. That's also good.
Yeah, I want to know my light level. That's a fun one.
I want to know what the sound is.
Yeah, I want to know where a sound is. I want to know the health of my sheep.
A sound muffler?
Oh, like you have like little health bars for everything. Like,
that's in Wayla.
Yeah.
That's awesome. For the Skyblock series, I want to be able to put cobblestone inside of a stone, inside of a cauldron on top of a burning nether rock and melt it into lava.
You can do that?
In the modded, yeah.
Yeah, there's because so much you can do in modded. Lava.
Yeah, Crucible usually.
That does, I guess, kind of bring us to the next thing, though, about modded. Would we make, like, a modded realm for the 77?
So we'd always want the survival world.
Have to be special events.
Yeah, we might have it up for like a month, let's say. You know, so there's a clear end and clear start. So for Skybuck series would be amazing. For those not familiar with the 77th, we actually have two realms. Well, technically we have three, but we have two normal realms. One is the survival realm that we reset every, it ranges from 3 months to 6 months, you know, depends on if new updates, new, like in this one, we reset because of all the new aquatic stuff. But we have a second realm, the special edition realm, where we host special events such as custom worlds, PvP stuff. We have a Redstonia world that we have our builds in, that's sort of the default. But yeah, I could totally see us doing like a Skybox series over on the special edition realm for a month, or other, any of these other leave. Modded sort of places.
I'll be there forever.
Yeah, like you can like have any of you seen Skybox. The what is it called, like the question mark boxes, like in
chance blocks,
in lucky blocks.
Yeah chance blocks,
you're lucky be, blocks,
yeah chance and lucky I want to do that. That would be hilarious.
Oh, there was one mod that had, it was like liquids, so there were like 16 different water types of water. There was some water that floats and some water that poisons you and some water that
oil.
What's that
some
one?
Some of that's in RF tools. Yeah,
there's so many different liquid adding. Like, liquid takes would be so, so good.
Yeah. A lot of that comes out of RF tools. Some of that comes in refined storage.
Better ender chest.
Yeah. Better ender chest would be good, yeah. Okay, so it sounds like there's tons and tons and tons of API stuff that we'd love to bring over to us. You can literally go on forever. Yeah, so let's sort of move on here. So we talked about combat a little bit here. So we have shields that we'd like to see come to us, and different ways that we might want to do that. Sweeping edge. Yep, definitely is one of those things that we'd like to see come to us, especially for the XP farms. That would be amazing. What other combat changes?
Planned updates.
Well, okay, so we'll skip over to that. We don't know. All they mentioned was that they already have the next three major updates planned out, you know, the roadmaps for Minecraft. So they're thinking that far ahead. If we think that each major update takes about 6 months, so we have about another, because Aquatic's not done yet, we probably have almost 2 years of new content to look forward to in the Minecraft world, which is great for us as Minecraft players. The second bit of information that came out of that was, and you'll find out more information at Minecon Earth 2018, which is in September. So
far away.
Yeah.
So we know one of them is going to be probably a combat-based update.
Probably the one after this will be, because they were getting so much into figuring out the combat stuff. I would say it's a good bet that either combat or some sort of API update is going to be the next sort of
I would think the combat would be more. Yeah, the combat's more reasonable because the API you need to tinker around with for a while, right?
So. Yeah, the probably API could be like the third update. Honestly, 2 years, they probably have a good one by then.
I also suppose it depends on if they can crack that whole 13 different thing nut.
Yeah, and that's what I mean by tinkering around. Like, they got some coding they really have to get into.
Yes, Phantoms, secondhand, was pointing out that we're not getting, they originally promised Phantoms in the aquatic update. We're not getting that in this update. It's possible Phantoms may be part of or centered around the concept of a future update, or they may just sort of tack it on. Because they almost made it sound like after we get the aquatic update done, the Phantom would be coming out shortly thereafter. So I think we're going to be getting the aquatic the Phantoms much, much sooner than whatever this next big planned update is. Because the next Minecon Earth isn't until September 29th, 2018, which is 119 days, 11 hours, 34 minutes, and 33 seconds, according to the website.
counting.
Courtney.
So, just out of curiosity, is there any other hostile mobs speculated or proposed to be added into either the world or the ocean other than the drowned and the phantom?
I think they're pretty much done with the ocean. I can't imagine them changing that around too much. Well, the thing is, again, drowned with tridents make the ocean so dangerous.
They could use a ripped. Would they be able to use a riptide?
I don't think so. Is.
From playing around in the experimental and in some of the beta on one of my other devices, it doesn't look like they can, but I don't know.
So at all, I'm just picturing them as zombies in the water.
They are both zombies in the water, but as soon as one of them gets a trident, they become very difficult to kill because you can't get close enough to them to easily just smack them.
Yeah, but you could just bow them.
But bows don't work well underwater.
No, they become dropped objects. As soon as you launch arrow, it becomes an object.
So that's one of the reasons why they changed the... So we already have this... But a skeleton, if underwater, will not try to shoot you anymore. They'll try to walk up to you and hit you with their fists or the bow. They no longer will try to shoot you underwater.
I swear you can hit something that's like 3 or 4 blocks away underwater.
Three or four blocks, sure. But I don't think you realize how far the trident goes.
It goes pretty far. It goes pretty far.
Distance. You're hitting things, you know, easily 10 to 20 blocks away.
No, pro tip, if you're ever out of arrows, just go under a skeleton and just let it rain arrows onto you and you can just pick them up. I found that out.
Well, keep in mind, as soon as we get the second update, they'll start to sink. So you won't be able to get under them.
I know, but for right now, free arrows. You can
pick up skeleton arrows now?
Yeah.
Only in the water.
Yes. As soon as they launch them, they become a dropped object.
I think it's actually a bug, kind of technically. Yeah. It's supposed to work the same, but...
Free arrows.
Free arrows, yes. Okay, so the combat's going to change a little bit. You know, the drowned are going to be there with their tridents. The mobs are going to start to sink. What other things? So we have Sweeping Edge that we're all really looking forward to. We're not looking forward to the cooldown period, but that may be rolled back, we think, right?
What was that again?
Hopefully.
The cooldown period for attacks.
A delay.
Yeah, so like you can't just keep hitting them over and over again. You hit them and then you have to wait like a few number of seconds before you hit them again.
There's going to be a bar on your screen. It's going to...
Yeah, so basically...
There'll be a bar and it'll show like a little progress bar and it'll fill up as soon as you swing and then it'll go down and then that's when you can swing again.
Yeah, I mean, well, you can swing again earlier on, but it's almost no damage. Yeah.
Is sweeping as is an enchantment, right?
Yes.
But
yes.
If you don't have that enchantment on the sword, do you swing normally?
Yes.
Yes, and there is still a chance you can hit more than one entity per strike. It's just not as effective.
Yeah.
So there is a cooldown or
No. Cooldown is separate from sweeping edge. So the way the combat works is in Java, if you swing at, you know, 3 skeletons, you'll hit the first one guaranteed. And then you have a small chance of hitting the other ones, but at a greatly reduced effect.
Yeah. Sweeping
heart on the first one, and then maybe a half a heart on the other one, and then a quarter heart on the other one.
You mean a normal attack, not sweeping edge?
Right.
Yeah, so then when you get sweeping edge, it treats each of those entities as the first one. So if you hit one, or rather, if you when you swing, when that sword gets to that mob, it's a guaranteed hit, just like if you, it was by three. Itself. Yeah. Yeah. And then cooldown still applies because that's completely separate, which is, okay, now you have to wait, a second for the bar to fill back your strength meter, basically to fill back up, and then you can hit him again. And that doesn't matter if you have sweeping edge or not.
So it's the thing they use on the Ender End.
Correct.
In like, what's his name? Mumbo Jumbo.
Mumbo or
yes. Exuma. Absolutely. That little bar they show on their screen that they have to wait for to fill. They don't ever explicitly say this is what we're doing, but if you look very carefully on their screen, there's a little bar that indicates when they swing.
Oh, I thought it was like the longer you held the button, the more power you're swinging.
No, that's the cooldown.
Yeah, that's their cooldown indicator.
Yeah, it's actually not a good thing.
Yeah.
No.
But the whole reason the whole reason they did that was because people were just click spamming and
also install like a clicker.
Yeah.
Or that clicks like 100 times a second.
Sure. You're attacking that many times. Bot. Well, no, because you still have to wait for the animation to happen before it'll start the next attack. But yeah.
Depending on what you install, it doesn't always count the animation.
Ah, interesting. So if you have a mod that does faster animation, you might get more hits in.
So there's like computer things, like, you know, clicker or things you can install onto like your computer.
Mm-hmm.
That some of them you can get to work with Minecraft. Or you could get it to work with Minecraft, older Java. And so you walk up to someone and you get hit three times and get thrown black. Bop back, see them swing your sword once.
And you still get hit three times.
Still do a lot of damage.
Gotcha. Okay, so, but we're hoping, and it sounds like some people have heard that they might be rolling that part of it back from Java, and we won't be getting that.
Gosh.
Reading okay. In chat, secondhand peons hoping to be able to use tools in offhand.
Oh, I guess that would be part of the combat update too.
Food and torches. Yeah, like, because in Java, they can, like, hold a torch and it lights up the room and they don't have to place it. Like, it
that's,
lights up
that's
around
Optifine.
Them. Is it?
Oh, that's part of Optifine.
Java.
Yeah, because I noticed when Mumbo died. Because, you know, he does that in the jungle. And the reason he was able to find his items when he flew back was because it was nighttime and he had torches in his inventory. And the torch item glowed and showed where it was.
Yeah, that's the Optifine client. Or that's part of the Optifine. Anything in your inventory that emits light in Optifine, you can use as a light source. So if you hold a light source in your offhand, it will, as in nature, as if you were in real life holding a torch, you could use it as a light source.
But that's just a visual thing. That's not
that's
actually
a visual
changing.
Thing on the client side. It's not actually, you know, rendering it server side.
Okay.
So it's not changing the light levels.
It's it's just client side. It's not, you couldn't, if Tazel was holding a torch in his offhand using Optifine, I couldn't in my game settings look at him and see the light level change server side. It would just be on his side.
I wonder, that'd be real. So
it would be super cool, but no.
One of the things on the 77th is we don't. Cheats are things that give you unfair advantages over other players. Granted, we don't do PvP, so we wouldn't have to worry about you trying to hide yourself from other players, because a light source would definitely give you away. Is there any game mechanic benefit to having that? Or is it just a matter of a visual thing on your side? Or it maybe changes some stuff, but not to the degree that it really alters gameplay.
The only benefit is if you were caving, you don't have to put a torch down every 20, 30 yards. You just walk around with a torch in your hand.
But things are still going to spawn.
Yeah, things are still going to come at you. You just don't have to.
Okay, because I mean, I do that now. I go caving without any torches because I can. I have the, you know, the brightness turned up and I can see. You know,
yeah, same well here. Enough. Same, torches same get here. Annoying. Facing down, or I'll run out and I'll just keep going.
Okay. And this is why underwater caving is the best.
And Secondhand's also saying that it helps with device performance. So it sounds like Optifine would probably be allowed if they brought it over to Bedrock with the new APIs. That's definitely something that would probably benefit us if it's going to make the devices work better.
Optifine optimizes performance. So if that carries over in is the case and it does optimize performance settings, then yes, that would be a tremendous improvement
server wide.
But that's golly,
it's a dream.
It's a dream, yeah, because the Optifine being able to optimize across multiple different platforms, multiple different devices.
Well, if the thing is though, they can hook into API, because again, on the Java side, they have to code everything from scratch.
Yeah.
There's no hooks in the game itself. So if they have, okay, well, if you want to do X, all you have to do is call this function that's already in the game and do something with it.
Yeah, but all they have to do is hook X into the Java platform. They don't have to hook X into Android.
Well, you would be hooking into the game, in theory.
Well, yeah, but they got to make it into iOS, Android, Win 10.
Because again, you're programming not for iOS, you're programming for the Minecraft software itself, which is all, what, C++, I think? I think it's all in C++.
Well, yeah. Okay, now that you mention it, yeah, okay. So if they can, well...
Because, I mean, in Java, you can use Optifine on Mac or PC. It doesn't matter. You don't have to have a different version just because you're on a Mac. You're still programming to the Java side of things. Same thing would be on mobile editions.
Okay. I'm tracking. Okay.
I mean, so it makes sense to me, but I'm already on my, third or fourth Strongbow hard cider at this point, so...
I'm not going to admit to how many drinks I've had.
Yeah. Well, it is the 77th cocktail hour. It's not the 77th library time. So
yeah.
And we're adults here.
We're consenting adults.
Yeah, we're consulting adults. Okay. So any other combat sort of stuff, or do we just want to sort of get into what we think might be coming in those next three updates? So again, nothing has been officially announced yet at this point. Is there anything that you'd before I get into that? Combat update. Anything else that is on the Java side that we might think is coming over to us, or something that might be unified on both sides?
I got a quick poll question of the people that are here. Just out of curiosity, has anyone pulled any curses yet fishing? Curses of binding.
I have not. No.
Nope.
Nothing I yet. Haven't. Okay, so I've been on a different realm. Just before we did the update on season 6, I was on worst server ever, the official Minecraft.
Which you can find over at discord.gg/Minecraft.
Yeah. I was on that one for a while before we did the update to season 6. And we were pulling left and right curses just nonstop. Curses of vanishing, of binding, just every other book was a curse. And our minds were blown. We just couldn't figure out what was going on. No other realm I'm on were we pulling curses, but that one, we were getting curses left and right.
So I wonder if
you explain. Can you explain what a curse is to
me? Okay, so a curse of binding, for example,
use me. I'm standing idly. Waiting for some XP, and I walked away from my desk.
Yeah. So Tazel decided to go get another drink and decided to go AFK. So I decided to put a curse of binding on a pumpkin, put it in a dispenser.
You mean a jack-o'-lantern, right? Not a pumpkin.
Well, now
we have pumpkins now.
Yeah, so I got to take a pumpkin. I got to shear it with some shears to make a jack-o'-lantern.
Which difficult. Is really annoying.
Put it in an anvil, and I put a curse of binding on this jack-o'-lantern. And now it's a curse of binding jack-o'-lantern, and I put it in a dispenser, and I rig it up in front of his face, and I put a redstone signal on it, and I shoot it at his naked head, and now he's got a curse of binding jack-o'-lantern shot onto his face, and he can't take it off because it's cursed.
Yep.
And so it's bound to his head forever until he dies.
Yeah, so the only way I can get it off is actually to kill myself, and then I can, you know, get it off.
That sounds like such a great prank. I can't wait.
It's such a fun prank. Yeah.
Now, the other thing is, so here I am thinking, hey, I have this wonderful curse of binding pumpkin. I'm going to get back at the JJ. So I go and kill myself, and all of a sudden I go back to get all my stuff from where I died, and it's not there. And why might that be, Jack?
Because I've also cursed it with a curse of vanishing.
And what does a curse of vanishing do?
Curse of vanishing makes it vanish upon death.
So it's something. So if you they're two different curses, and you don't have to put them both on at the same time. They're completely separate. But so say you, and this is really good for map makers. So you can give a curse of vanishing, you know, uber diamond sword, which is great, except for the fact that if you die, you don't get it back. It's gone. It does not drop. It just disappears.
There ain't no coming back, hombre.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, I believe Curse of Binding only works with armor, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
So okay. Anything wearable.
Wear is bound.
Right. So elytra,
vanishing
armor.
Also. Can be bound. Anything vanishing can be bound, but anything vanishing can also be arm. Tools.
Anything you weaponry, have on yourself,
anything,
and then die.
Anything inventory can be vanishing.
Can you bind a shield?
Block of diamonds.
Well, mean over in no, because it's not. It's not. It's a shield's considered a weapon.
Okay.
At least in Java, it's considered a weapon.
You curse a block of diamond and give it to. Oh, I cry.
Theoretically, you could.
You could vanish a block of diamond, I think.
Pretty sure you can.
Well, you said anything that you can put in your inventory, right?
So yeah, I don't think it has to be a tool. Because, for instance, you can put in some really weird stuff on. You know, a book or, you know, a stick. You can put a stick with strength on it, you know, with an anvil.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
So I would imagine a diamond block would, you know, be able to get a curse on it, no problem. It's the Cursed Hope's diamond.
So imagine this if the entire bookstore had everything plus a curse of vanishing on it.
It's the Diagon Alley's, what is it? It's the, shoot. They have that whole dark arts area, alley. Now I have to look.
I'm trying to make a Harry Potter reference or something.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember the name.
He's reaching. He's stretching. Can he
Nocturne
reach
Alley. Nocturne Alley.
There it is.
There he goes.
So it's the Nocturne Alley of the bookstore.
So yeah, on my modded Java server, we would do like fancy pants. Like dyed pink leather pants, and when people went AFK, we'd shoot those onto them.
And what happens if they're already wearing like diamond enchanted pants?
They've already got stuff on, obviously it's not going to stick. So
it doesn't
kinda
switch with it.
And, no. If you've already got something in that inventory slot, you're kind of SOL, and it's not going to work. There, real quick. You know, like tap shoes or fancy pants or brassiere, you know, just something real funny.
So just like carry around a full set of like.
Yeah, just armor. always carry that one book and some leather just in case.
Okay, interesting thing of note. Apparently, I can't record more than an hour. It just stopped and I just restarted it. Yeah, so it stopped in the middle of your conversation. we're back, though. We're back.
So always carry a book of binding and some leather.
Yes. Yeah. Just you never know when it's going to happen. Nope. Okay. So just to wrap up here, because we're about an hour already. Is there anything that you would be looking as a general, bigger overall, like this was the aquatic update, before we, you know, we've had the end update, we've had, what have been some of the other big ones we've had?
Sky to Better Together.
Is it, yeah, the Better Together is like a giant. Better Together
update, yeah. So what sort of bigger ideas? I want
to see some more hostile mobs in the water, because right now they've kind of nerfed it.
Nerf.
Okay, so, I don't see, though, I don't see them doing another aquatic update after an aquatic update.
I know.
Like a cloud
update. It's super sad.
Or weather update. That would be really interesting. Like, we'll how can it rain?
Maybe they'll give us a shark eventually, or piranhas in the tropical.
Well, again, I don't think we're going to see a more aquatic stuff anytime soon.
Well, you know, I think you were going on like with the weather. That I think that's a good idea. Like if you have tornadoes and stuff.
For localized weather.
How can it rain all over the entire world at once and then stop?
Exactly the same time. That okay. Yeah. So we think that we might see some environmental update, possibly.
Yeah, that'd be really interesting.
Perhaps, you know,
like, which could include really bad weather as well, or rising sea levels.
Hail.
I'd like to see a terrain update.
Oh, more biomes?
No, like a random, holy crap, the terrain just shifted under me and... Like an earthquake.
Earthquake? A natural disaster?
Shifted. Yeah. Like the ground just shifted and a crevasse just opened up.
Or we now can coming. Have like actual volcanoes, you know, volcanoes.
That sounds like some really hard coding, though. Not going
to
lie.
That's what happened under
you. Yeah, that would be tremendously difficult to program, but like it'd be cool. Or like Peon just noted in chat, an amplified terrain. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, he mentioned earlier about also maybe because in Java you can say I want, you know, more dungeons or less dungeons or stuff like that.
A modified or a Java has what is it? What are they called? Roguelike dungeons.
Oh yeah, I've heard of those. I haven't seen them, but I've heard of them.
A rogue dungeon?
Roguelike dungeons. They're 5 or 6 different levels of. It's like a fortress. Think of it like a nether fort, but it's 5 or 6 levels. And you start at the top and you go down. And each level gets harder and harder. And the loot gets better and better as you go down.
Huh.
Interesting. Oh, yeah. Super hard.
Okay. So you're thinking...
Are you talking about the labyrinth?
Yeah, that's something you like. You go in with like a group, though. Like, you don't really go alone. You won't make it.
Well, unless you're like... that would be something because I mean we're getting to the point where, you know, the beginning of the game we're pretty set and everything. It's when you hit that end game level that okay, you know, you've defeated the dragon, you've raided a couple, you know, end cities. Now what? But
that way in like within a couple of weeks, so
we're always that's
that next level, and it's always within the like the first 2 weeks. Let's be honest, we could do end game tomorrow.
Well, I mean, I could do end game right
according
now.
According to my countdown clock, we've been in season 6 for 9 days. I guarantee you we could find the stronghold or the stronghold that has the...
Yes, I think it's the stronghold. Yep.
We could find it tomorrow.
We are so pro.
Yeah, can't even remember.
Either that or it's the you know, the cocktails we're enjoying.
Yeah, and you know, it's probably the second thing. I guarantee you we could find it tomorrow, raid it, open the end, kill the dragon.
Multiple times.
Multiple times and just be done.
Spike.
And at least get 4 beacons tomorrow.
Oh, so Spike in there is saying, we did a race to the end. Took a week. Dragon wind wither in 7 days.
Yeah.
And but we've been before,
chill.
Right?
And we've been chill.
Well, that was only 4 people, though.
Yeah, but you have to remember, like, everybody's been, like, preoccupied exploring the new update, so we've been slower with everything than usual.
Yeah. So super chill.
Yeah.
Yep.
You guys may have been slower.
Season four, we did.
I've only been in the realm for 2 hours so far.
Can you come visit my farm? It's getting
weird
at this point.
My only thing I want from the end is shulkers, so that when I when I go swimming and actually do caving, I can have the setup that I showcased on my tutorial. That's all I want.
Okay, so it sounds like we have some idea what we think might be coming, or at least what we'd like to see coming. But I think that we're going to need to wrap up here. We've sort of crossed that 1 hour mark. We will be continuing our stuff over here in the 77th After Dark, after our cocktail hour here. But that's going to be basically it for this week's cocktail hour. Big thank you to Spike for helping read all those headlines. Big thanks for Ava Dark and Jig and Spike Beer and Jericho Jack and Yo Mate. Secondhand Peon in the chat. Cat also in the chat there for a while. Thanks for all helping out here. Do you guys have any last words here that you'd like to convey before we head off?
I have big hopes for these upcoming updates. I have bigger hopes for these disconnects stopping.
That'd be nice.
It would be good if they could fix that one, hammer glitch where everything breaks. It won't stop.
Oh, when you're clicking and you just don't stop hitting things.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on the crouch glitch. So bad.
Yeah.
I haven't hit that one. That is, I don't want it. Keep it, please.
Keep it to yourself. It's all yours.
No, like you can't crouch and be in your inventory or crouch and chat. You can't do those at the same time anymore.
And do that before, so.
Yeah, I don't think you could do that before either.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you could do the at least one of those.
You used to be able to crouch and then go into chat and then get out of chat and then still be in crouch.
There was a bug that if you went into chat, if you had a button held down, it would think you still had that button held down.
Yeah. Oh, I know that one. I knew that one.
It was really nice when you were boating and you could just go into chat and get out and just keep going in a straight line.
Yeah, someone used that in Generations.
Yeah. And I might add.
Yeah. I mean,
we boated around quite a bit.
I am really looking forward to getting this whole RPG adventure thing going, though.
Oh, yes, Jig, you wanted to mention that quickly before we went off here.
So, you all did kind of touch on this a little bit about getting some lore for the 77th online page. Well, I've been thinking about making like an adventure map within the season 6. So, even when we do fight the dragon, after that, we have like some other content that'll regularly be coming out that we make ourselves to adventure through and, you know, have some fun with.
Okay, so if you're looking to help out Jig, there should be more information coming soon on Band for that, and look forward to his different items and posts, and not just his poetry and, you know, polls, but also some new content.
all the
wonderful, wonderful polls, which you do need to be part of the 77th to actually read and enjoy. But I think that's going to be it. As I mentioned, thanks to all those that were already part of this that I mentioned here before. If you're not part of the 77th and you'd like to know more about the 77th, definitely check us out at the77thcombine.com, where you'll find stories, pictures, where to watch us, and all our past season content. You can also follow us over at our Twitter account at the77thcombine or at our official 77th Combine YouTube channel, which you can find in the show notes. If you want to get in touch with us, our op address is the 77thcombineops@gmail.com. We record this live on Friday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern, and it's open to any member here on the 77th. For those listening live on our chat here, we will be continuing to 77th After Dark voice chat. Thanks again, everyone, for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.